Present the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prus. If you want to call into today's show, and it will be important, so remember these numbers, 458-TALK, 458-8255. And why is it important? Because I have Craig Compo in the studio with me here, and it's trivia day, and I might need a help. I might need a fan. How you doing there,
I'm
sir?
Doing good, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I love trivia.
You
know, I do.
You have an evil, wicked smile, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what are you thinking today?
Well, I'm thinking you have a chance to raise some money for the food bank today. So I have...
For Sam, anything.
Yes. So I have a few groups of five questions.
Oh, God.
Four of them are about the Dallas Cowboys, and then there's a random one at the end. Now,
you're an evil mother.
Yeah, if you get all five right, then you get $100 for the food bank. I'll donate $100 for the food bank.
No, it's $500.
No.
Oh, well, you're cheap.
Double or not, then you're going to have some skill in the game.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What's the first question?
That's the question. Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about the Cowboys a little bit. How are they doing?
They're you know,
2-2-1.
I looked at it today and I got mad because they're 2-2-1 or 2-3-1. And if the draft was today, they'd be in the middle of the pack. I want them like, you know, come on, we're not going to do it this year. Get like number 4 or 5.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. And my team is beat up so bad. I think they've got 3 good knees left on the whole team. So we're going to struggle going forward. But we'll probably finish a little ahead of the Cowboys. All right. So okay, now there's 5 questions. Like I said, 4 of them are about the Cowboys. You should probably get most of these. I know you're a Cowboy buff. What year was the Dallas Cowboys expansion franchise granted?
1960.
That is correct. That's 1-1. Who was the first Dallas Cowboy to win the NFL MVP award?
The NFL MVP award.
1993. That's your hint.
That would have been the running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need a name.
Oh, yeah. Emmitt Smith.
There you go. 2-2. Okay. Yes, you do good. Which quarterback was nicknamed Moose?
Quarterback?
Which quarterback was nicknamed Moose?
Don Meredith.
No, oh. Daryl Johnson.
That's a fullback. You.
Well, that's
not a quarterback.
Okay.
That's $100 that you owe
Sam. No,
I'm
going to give you that one because
Moose Johnson, we all know that's a fullback. It's not a quarterback.
But that was
this is a tainted test.
Well, this is how
you cheater.
I printed it.
Perfect. You're trying to make me lose.
I'm giving you that one. But that's how they have it worded in there.
Okay, 3-3.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Who was the first face of the franchise and a member of the Ring of Honor?
The first face of the franchise would probably be Bob Lilly.
It was Don Meredith.
Don Meredith. Dandy Don.
Of course, now I'm questioning the source here. Yeah.
Yeah, so would I.
Okay, let's just assume for a minute you got 4 right. You
know,
you didn't.
First of all, do you really think the listeners want to listen to Dallas Cowboy trivia?
Yeah.
You're an evil person.
I'm doing this for you.
He's putting you through this, and I'm in a purple padded room listening to
it. I'm going to give you the $50 if you get this last one right, and it has nothing to do with the Cowboys.
Is it about the Niners?
No, it has nothing to do with sports. What fruit, because it has to do with food, and you know food, right? So what fruit was so rare and expensive in the 18th century Europe that people would sometimes rent one for a party to show off their wealth?
Tomatoes.
A pineapple. Okay, so Sam, Sam, if you're listening, fruit just cost you $50.
Well, hold it now.
Yeah.
I have my questions for you.
Oh, you brought your own sheet. Okay.
But this is all about Fairbanks.
Okay, now are you going to give me the same opportunity?
Not a bit.
You're not going to do it?
Because these are easier.
Yeah.
What was E.T. Barnett's full name?
Oh. Edward? No. I don't have
E.T. Barnett was Eldridge Truman Barnett.
Ooh.
Eldridge Truman.
Yes. I have a, okay, now, well, how about H.A. Red Boucher? Do you know what his first name was?
No.
I think Arsdale was the second one. I think it was Henry Arsdale or something. Anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
What was Felix Pedro's name? What was his name?
Oh, his real name?
Yeah.
I used to know
Come on,
this.
You got
to
be Italian. Felice Pedroni.
Okay.
Okay, now here's one for you. Where is the street or streets named after Felix? What subdivisions?
What subdivisions are named after
Felix? No, what streets in subdivision or subdivisions?
Oh, Pedro, what is that subdivision over there by Barnett?
It's called Weeks Field.
Weeks Field, yeah. Yeah. So, is there another one?
Is that the only one?
Felix. Goldmine Trail.
Lamita.
What? Lamita?
Yeah, the Lamita has a Pedro place or something like that.
Oh, see, a realtor would know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's one for you. All right. This is all about Fairbanks.
All right.
What year was the first permanent steel bridge built across the Chena River in Fairbanks?
1906.
1917.
Oh, okay.
Hence the next question.
Yeah.
In 1917, the owners of restaurants called the Arcade placed a flag upriver just above their restaurant. What was the reason for this flag?
What kind of flag was it?
It's just a flag.
Bridge warning? I don't know.
No. For when the ice went out, they had a gambling.
Oh.
When it went down to the bridge, that's when the gambling, they were pretty bored back then in 1970.
Yeah, sure. You know what? You know what's odd, though? Years ago, somebody asked about doing a Nenana tripod-type event on the Chena River.
It's where it started.
Yeah, but they can't do it because I guess they're grandfathered in there and they won't let them do it here. I don't know, but it probably subject to a little tampering with it.
I'd go after the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce and have them do it. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, hopefully I won't have to answer trivia about the Dallas
Maybe you can
Dallas
make some
count.
Money. Yeah, you will.
Oh, you're an evil person.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Mountain View Eye Center is making a difference. Ebba is from the Congo. Her son moved to Alaska bringing Ebba, who had become blind from untreated cataracts. They went to Mountain View Eye Center for cataract surgery, and for the first time in years, Ebba could see clearly. "You are so handsome," she told her son. And then Ebba truly saw her granddaughter for the first time. Good things are happening. Visit MountainViewEyes.com.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy place with the $6 IHOP Value Menu. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing. Offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 43. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 35. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Craig Compo in the studio with me. We're sort of getting everything back to normal. But for getting back to normal with Craig and me, Craig, you have to do some sort of business blitz, pump. What is it today?
What is my business? My promo?
Yeah.
My promo. Oh, hey, there's a new business in town. Have you heard about it?
What is it, Craig?
Boat Street Storage. It's indoor heated storage. I understand they have about 8 slots left for cars.
How do they get in touch with the owner of Boat Street
Storage? I got a phone number here.
Why don't you give it to
him? It's 907-888-0685. And that's Boat Street Storage. Hey, you know, coincidentally, it's in our old building. It's in the old compost building.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Really? Yeah,
and really good rates, about $11 a foot per month. And you leave your car there all winter long. It's 55 degrees. We got security cameras, alarms. Otherwise, you got to plow around your cars.
So a 22-foot vehicle,
yep.
You're basically looking at, say, $250 a month.
Yeah, but most vehicles are 20 or under.
Yeah.
We are going to take
storage,
boats.
$250 a month or less is great.
Yeah, it's heated.
And so you got 6-7 months.
Yep.
You got $1,500 to $1,750.
Yep.
Out of sight, out of mind, they make sure it's insured.
You get your garage back.
Yeah. Or your wife does.
Yes. And we can do motorcycles. We can do side-by-sides. We can do boats and cars. So anyway, but 888-0685, and it's going to be full probably by Friday. So there you go.
So
there's my free plug. Thank you, Dave.
You're very welcome. Okay. Trivia.
All right. Now we're back to the Cowboys.
Sam, he's a horrible person.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for those just tuning in, I have 5 questions. 4 of them have to do with one of Dave's most knowledgeable subjects, the Dallas Cowboys. And the other one's just random. And if he gets all 5 right, I give $100 to the food bank. So here we go. So what was the name of the Cowboys' former stadium before it was AT&T Stadium?
Texas Stadium.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And before that, it was just the Cotton Bowl. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's 1-1. Question 2. How many Super Bowl championships have the Cowboys won?
5.
That's right. 71, 77, 92, 93, and 95. And a side note, when's the last time they won a Super Bowl?
95. That should be a question.
How many decades?
I'm 3-3.
Let me rephrase
it.
How many decades? Decades,
you know,
ago?
back when Cal Ripken played.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so 2-2. You're doing good. What is the team's record for consecutive winning seasons?
20.
That's correct. 1966 to 1985. So there you go. 3-3. We're getting close to that money for the food bank. Number 4. Which Cowboy holds the NFL record for most passes to start a career without an interception?
Most passes to start a career without an interception. Danny White.
It was Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, I saved myself $100 here. Sorry, Sam.
Oh.
Okay, and the random question, had you got that one right? What planet is the only one in our solar system that rotates clockwise?
Uranus.
I know, but answer the question. Venus is the answer. Okay. All right.
I thought my answer was more of a pro.
It was good. It was a good answer. You just forgot the word A in between it. Or and. Yeah. Okay, so next group of 5 again for $100 for the food bank. Which player holds the record for the most yards per catch through 1999?
Bob Hayes.
Oh, starting off bad. Alvin Harper.
Oh,
Alvin
okay.
Harper. Okay. I'll get it. I'm going to give you that one. Let's see if you get the other ones. I'll still do okay. it here. This one you ought to be able to get. What are the Cowboys' official colors?
Silver and blue.
Okay. Who is the owner, president, and general manager of the team? Who is?
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jerry Jones. Okay, going three for three here. Who is the team's mascot?
Oh, geez. You want to beat up.
Yeah, yes. Remember his name?
Cowboy Bob. I
don't Rowdy.
Know. Rowdy.
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 Okay, well, Had, you got those.
Okay.
The trick question is, a group of porcupines is known by what unusual name?
A pod.
No, it's a prickle.
A prickle.
It's a prickle.
I started with a P.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. What year did the first refrigerator appear in Fairbanks?
Oh. Because they used to always haul ice, big blocks of ice. They always sold those ice. So, oh, man, I'm going to say 1934.
1927 at the Mocha Cafe.
Ooh.
What year did Congress approve a land grant college in Alaska?
1937. I don't know.
1915, you bonehead.
Okay.
Who paid for the cornerstone for the college out of his own pocket?
Who paid for the cornerstone?
Yeah, when they had the big celebration, they have a cornerstone laying, you know.
When was that? What was that about?
I would think it would have been the 1915, but you never know.
Oh. E.T. Barnett. I don't know.
Congressman Wickersham.
Ah, Judge Wickersham.
Yeah, then he gave a 5,000-word dissertation.
Okay.
And then he lobbied the Alaska Territorial Legislature to create the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines in 1917, which it did.
Mm, okay.
Who was the founding president of the college?
Oh, well, I'm not going to have a clue. Have I ever heard of this person?
There's a building named after him.
Oh. What was the question?
Who was the founding president of the college?
Bartlett. It was before that, way before that.
Bartlett was a senator, you bonehead. Charles Bunnell. And it was
Bunnell. It's Bunnell.
Bunnell, who talked the post office into having a post office called College Alaska. And it gave the name of that area, College
Still
Alaska.
Still has its own zip code.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Here's one you better get.
All right.
What was an original name of Harding Lake?
Salt Jacket Lake.
Very good. Here you go. What year did Fairbanks have its first paved streets?
1946.
1935.
First stoplight was 46. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, I do remember some of this from the old trivia game.
Yeah. Okay, your turn for me.
All right. Okay, here we go. A group of five here. We got time before the break here. So what sport did Walt Garrison compete in professionally besides
bull riding, man?
All right, rodeo. That's good. One for one. Again, you got to get all five here.
That's why I had to retire.
Yeah. What team dashed the Cowboys' hopes for a third straight NFL championship game appearance by defeating them in the 1979 playoffs?
The Rams.
Two for two, Dave. You're doing good. Okay. Here comes the third question. The Cowboys' inaugural season of 1960, Dallas record was 0 wins, 11 losses, and a tie. Which team did the Cowboys tie to prevent an 0-12 season? That's a good question.
I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
It was the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Who threw a touchdown pass to Golden Richards in Super Bowl VII against the Denver Broncos?
That would have been...
We met him.
Yeah.
We met him in...
Thurman. Dennis Thurman.
No.
No. What was his name? You know, big thighs. Remember had the big thighs?
We met this guy in San Francisco.
What was his name? He was a running back.
That's your question.
He was a running back with 20
Dorsett. Yes, he was. He was great.
Yeah. It'll come to me tomorrow. So what is it today?
Robert Newhouse. Yeah, okay.
Stacked and packed Newhouse.
Oh, yeah. He was. I remember that when we met him. We met some of the players.
We were looking at his legs going, holy cow.
His legs were like kegs.
Yeah.
They were like unbelievable. That guy was strong. Okay, so had you got those four right?
I would have gotten this question.
What is the tiny piece at the end of the shoelace called? There's a name for it.
Well, I always wear, you know, loafers, so what the heck?
Aglet, the aglet.
Aglet.
Yeah, okay. Oh. All right.
Well, you know, what do you do? You know, go into your house and pull out mushrooms and eat mushrooms for a half hour and, you know, become one with Pink Floyd and think of my questions?
I did, actually. That's exactly what happened. All right, we'll do another group of five. You're not making any money for the food bank
here. Well, thank you, sir, for that notification. Yeah.
I was going to say don't quit your day job, but I think you're quitting your day job.
Well, I'm still sticking with my other day job.
Yeah, that's right. In 2007, which Dallas Cowboy wide receiver was inducted into the Professional Football Hall of Fame? In 2007.
Michael Irvin.
That is correct. Michael Irvin is correct. In one of the largest trades in the 20th century, the Cowboys traded Herschel Walker to what team?
Minnesota Vikings.
Two for two. The Cowboys were the first team in Super Bowl history to hold their opponent without a touchdown. What team was it?
That would have been the Miami Dolphins.
Three for three. Who did the Cowboys draft in 1961 in the first round, who would later go on to be known as Mr. Cowboy?
Bob Lilly.
Bob Lilly. Oh, we are four for four. Four for four, Dave. Here for $100.
For the trivia question.
For $100 for the food bank. Which American city invented plastic vomit?
I'm going to say San Francisco, but that's the name of your team.
It was Chicago. Oh. I'm sorry, Sam, if you're listening. Dave, baby.
Oh.
You were doing so good.
Oh, I thank you. Boy, what a ringer of a question.
Okay.
You don't want to lose those C notes, do you?
Yeah, okay. My last group of questions here are actually 49er questions.
Oh,
God. You got five of those or four of those.
Watch me get them all right.
Okay, the last chance for the food bank here. Who did Joe Montana throw to that was considered the catch?
Knock it off. Dwight Clark.
Dwight Clark is correct.
Oh, you're going to make me relive all this crap.
Yes.
You're a horrible person.
All right.
Did you kiss your grandkids with that mouth?
Jerry Rice was the first 49er to score 1,000 points in a 49er career. Which kicker scoring record did he break? You remember the kicker for the Niners all those years? And during the...
Yeah.
I'll give you his first name.
What's his first
name? Ray. Ray Wershing.
Okay.
Ray Wershing. Okay.
Oh, that's an important question.
Yeah.
Everyone in Fairbanks knew that.
Which cat was credited with creating the now famous West Coast offense?
Which cat?
Which cat? Which coach?
That would have been Paul Brown.
You're going to laugh later here. No, it was Bill Walsh.
No.
Yeah. Which coach was credited with creating the now famous West Coast offense?
No, he learned it from Paul Brown.
Oh, well, he wasn't. Paul Brown wasn't credited with it.
Yeah, when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals as a, You got to know your history of the Niners, man.
Who was
you don't even know your history with the Niners.
Well, you'll know this one. Who was the only one that caught over 185 touchdowns in 49er history?
Jerry Rice.
That's right. Okay, now, this one you should get. When held to ultraviolet light, what animal's urine glows in the dark? And you should get
iguana.
No. That's right. No. Cats. Okay, there we go.
Fairbanks, we're going to cat and about around here, and we're going to let Janet Jackson, Black Cat song of control, and then have a little bit of music for you. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And when we get back, I'll give Mr. Compo some more trivia questions.
All right, I'm ready.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. President Trump just wrapping up a meeting in Egypt with leaders from over 20 countries with a summit focused on Gaza's future. And it comes following his stop in Israel to celebrate a historic peace deal and release of remaining hostages held captive in Gaza. The president says this is a day people across the region have been waiting for.
Together we've achieved what everybody said was impossible. At long last, we have peace in the Middle East. And it's a very simple expression, peace in the Middle East, and we've heard it for many years, but nobody thought it could ever get there, and now we're there.
Still no bill from Congress to fund and reopen the government. House Speaker Mike Johnson criticizes Democrats who oppose GOP legislation to fund things through next month.
No matter how they twist it, this is a clean nonpartisan CR. It does not include new spending. It does not include partisan strings attached at all.
Democrats want an extension of health care subsidies to be included in a spending bill. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports former Typhoon Halong made landfall overnight into Sunday. Its strongest impacts were felt in the Kuskokwim Delta area. Dozens of people have been rescued, but some still remain unaccounted for. The Alaska Rescue Coordination Center is assisting with the multi-agency search and rescue operations following the storm on the West Alaskan coast as of Sunday, according to a press release. The Alaska Air National Guard, Army National Guard, and U.S. Coast Guard have launched rescue aircraft to Kipnuk and Kungilinuk to locate and rescue missing or displaced people, the press release says. In addition, the Association of Village Council Presidents Incident Command Center in Bethel has been working around the clock in response to Halong, another press release says. The Department of Public Safety said that AST has received secondhand reports that at least two dozen people are unaccounted for in Kipnuk and Kungilinuk. Category 2 hurricane force wind gusts whipped through western Alaska Saturday night and Sunday morning. In the Kuskokwim Delta, the Bering Sea is being forced miles inland.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price, all from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week, we welcome Alaska Feed Company to 50-50 Friday. Alaska Feed Company has been part of the Fairbanks community for decades. Friday, you'll be able to pick up a $50 gift certificate to Alaska Feed for half price. You'll save on all sorts of products all throughout the store, for pets and for people. This offer comes live on this station Friday morning at 9 a.m., and these certificates will sell fast. So don't be late. Alaska Feed Company, coming to 50-50 Friday. Grab your $50 gift certificate for just $25.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Get a grip on winter with Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tires. Make the switch. Buy your set of GCR tires and service. You'll drive in confidence with positive acceleration, controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Experience how Blizzak studless snow tires have revolutionized winter driving forever. You will fear no icy street nor snowy highway. Get a grip. You will love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road, Van Horn at Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I've been mistreated here by Mr. Compo on the air.
You invited me.
That's correct. Now, I have a question for you about your Niners.
Okay.
What hotel did we stay at in 1981 when Dwight Clark caught the pass from Joe Montana?
The El Rancho Motel. It was called the El Rancho.
What was your favorite feature of that motel?
The swimming pool behind the bar.
Why? Because there was glass there.
There was glass there. And what two Fairbanks characters, one of them being the city mayor, hopped into that pool at about 2 in the morning with no clothes on in front of a bunch of...
And waved to everyone?
And wasn't there a bunch of like...
Didn't you bring a blow-up doll of myself to do that?
No. Yeah, those were the old days. Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
My collegiate days.
Okay, here's one for you. What beverage did the two of us consume $88 worth of in
Pina Coladas.
Two of us. That was a lot of money. And
Fairbanks, we were not driving.
No.
We were going to see our two favorite football teams play the next day.
We were celebrating.
And we thought, could we drink a $100 bill?
Yeah.
And we drank $88 could not drink. And the next morning, what happened to you?
The next morning, I got up and I was so ill.
You had the first shower.
I had to take a shower. We had to get ready for the game, and my head was ringing. I didn't even want to go. Almost missed the catch. And I got in the shower, and I borrowed some shampoo from somebody there, and it was pina colada flavored or coconut flavored shampoo, and I just about
puked.
Lost my groceries.
You came out staggering
after drinking pina coladas all night.
So I had hair back then, yeah. So I just used the bar soap.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to your trivia.
All right.
What was the first concrete building in Fairbanks? And what was the name of the building and who named it?
The first concrete building?
Yeah.
Wasn't City Hall. No, a concrete building. I'm going to say it's the Maranatha Inn. No, that was much later. You're talking about in the 20s, 30s? When would that have been? Probably the 30s. Samson Hardware. I don't know.
Built in 1927, the Empress Theater.
Oh, yeah, I should have got that.
By Cap Lathrop.
Yes, I should have got that. I knew that.
On August 25th and of 1927. What? The building's still there, and what is it today?
Co-op.
A part of the co-op.
Yes. Part of the co-op building, yeah. Okay, hey, back up now. I'll got one for you. Where was the first indoor swimming pool in Fairbanks?
On Riverview Drive.
First indoor? It was Maranatha Inn, inside the Maranatha Inn. Yeah, it was the first one.
Right. Okay, well, with that.
Okay.
Where was the first bowling alley in Fairbanks located?
Oh, it wasn't in Piggly Wiggly, right? It was that was Fairlane Bowl. It had been before that. I don't know.
The basement of the Lathrop building.
Oh.
And on the first floor, Cap Lathrop, he had a bowling alley in the basement. On the first floor, he had the News Miner.
Yeah.
On the fourth floor, he had KFAR Radio. And on the second and third floors, he had the nicest apartments in town.
Huh. That's
first
good.
Bowling alley.
He turned out to be a pretty good entrepreneur. He's a pretty wealthy man. Yeah.
Nice. So those are my trivia questions.
Right. Well, I wanted to share with you something that we did. A friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who people in the audience know, he'll remain nameless for the moment. But we pulled off one of the best practical jokes last week of all time, and I just have to kind of tell you how this went. So I get a call from Jerry Evans, who says, "Hey, Greg Fitzsimmons, the comedian, is coming up." And, you know, he just basically is here for 4 days. He kind of sits in his hotel room all day until it's time for the show. And he'd really like to get out and maybe see a moose or see some part of Alaska or whatever. Would you take him out? And I said, well, sure, I'll take him out. And I thought, we got to mess with this guy. So I picked him up at Sophie Station Hotel. I forget what day it was. It didn't matter. But last week. And picked him up and we were going to go out to Chino Hot Springs. And so he said, great, let's go out there. So he grabbed his shorts, and I had, we were on the way out to Chino Hot Springs, stopped at Hot Springs Gas, and this cop friend of mine.
A state trooper, mind you?
Not saying, but he was off,
possible.
off duty. He was off duty, but he was in the cop car. And so I stopped and get gas there, and then the cop follows me out of there, and I said, oh, let's go look at the pipeline. So we turned down Love Road, and we went down Love Road, and we got just about to the pipeline, and all of a sudden the cherries come on behind me and the sirens. And Greg is going, what's going on? I said, I don't know. Maybe I don't have taillights or something. And all of a sudden I just get real nervous. I look real nervous. I got my hands gripping the wheel. I'm not talking. He says something to lighten the mood, like, you're not going to find out you're a convicted felon or something, are you? And he goes, he did that light mood, and there was no response. So I'm sitting there gripping the wheel, tapping the steering wheel. And as the cop comes up to the car, I open the pouch between the locker between the seats, and I throw a baggie of white powder at him, and it spills all over that. I said, hide this. Now, it was cornstarch, okay? This was all set up ahead of time. And he shoves it behind the seat of the car just out of instinct, you know. He doesn't.
Now you're in a conspiracy.
I met him 20 minutes earlier. And so the cop comes up and he says, do you know why I stopped you? I said, no, officer, I don't. This is a friend of mine, this cop. And he says, well, you had no taillights and you got this and that and no, your blinkers aren't working, whatever. And as he's looking in the car, there's white powder all over his lap, and Greg is sitting there trying to sweep it off and it won't come off. And then he goes, I'm going to need your license and registration. So I gave him my license. I looked at Greg and I said, could you grab my registration in the glove box? He opens a glove box and there's a baggie of pills with $100 bills in it. Now the pills are just zinc. I take zinc. Yeah. So I had poured a couple jars and he didn't know. And as soon as he opened the glove box, you can see him try and hide it behind the owner's manual. This poor guy is trying to defend me and he doesn't even know me.
He's trying to defend himself.
Then the cop says, I need to see that. So he hands over, he's covered in white powder, and he's handing over a baggie of pills and cash to the cop. And then he proceeds to get me out of the car, handcuffs me, hands behind my back, puts me, and has Greg put his hands on the dash and just leave his hands on the dash and look forward. And then he takes me back to the cop car where me and the cop are kind of cracking up. And then he comes back out. And he said, sir, are those your drugs? And he said, no. He goes, he said they were your drugs. He goes, he said that? He came. And this guy, actually, great sport. I mean, it was really, really funny. So finally, after asking him some more questions, he gets his ID and he says, you're from California? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, that's kind of a feeder state from drugs. He goes, this isn't looking real good right here. He goes, I'm not buying your story that you guys were on the way to Chino Hot Springs. And he goes, that's the truth, officer. That's what was going on. So this guy has no idea what's coming next. And the trooper takes him out of the car over to me, gets me out of the car. We're both standing there. And I look at Greg and I go, this is my buddy. We're both going to your show tonight, your comedy show. And it took him about 20 seconds to even let it register. And you could see his shoulders sink. He laid down on the ground and belly laughed for about 10 minutes. We were all just in tears. It was one of the best jokes ever. I even have a GoPro video that I had in the truck of pointed right at Greg Fitzsimmons. And interesting side note, Greg Fitzsimmons was roommates with Joe Rogan. They're good friends mm-hmm. growing up. And he's been on his podcast 20 times. So I guess he's going to go back on there again. He's going to tell this story. So watch the Joe Rogan show when he tells him what nasty prank Compo did up in Fairbanks.
which one?
Yeah, yeah.
Which prank?
That's one of my favorites. So it was so good. It was an Emmy award-winning performance, I do have to say.
You had an ensemble.
Yes, it was good.
What's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit?
Wrong. It's the prickly pear. That's your favorite fruit.
Named after me? Or...
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Golden Heart Waste Management wants to thank Fairbanks for their support. They're the local guys here to help local businesses and residents with their waste management needs. Golden Heart Waste Management, lifelong Alaskan serving Alaskans. Locally operated with new rigs and new dumpsters, and best of all, competitive rates. Keeping your place clean and tidy all year long. Whether you need weekly or monthly pickups, or maybe a bigger size for construction jobs and remodels, call 455-4496 or online at ghwmfairbanks.com. If you haven't gotten a quote yet, you're probably paying too much.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast. High of 43. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Highs level off around 43. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Craig Compo. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. We got through our trivia.
Who does your team play next? I don't know who Dallas plays next.
That's a good one. It might be the Cardinals again. I'm not sure. They have to play them again. I can't remember. We're 4-2. We won two of the last four on the road, but we've got some injuries. There's no team injured more than the general manager. Huh?
Who's your general manager?
Lynch. Well, owner.
Yeah. He's a general manager. He's not the owner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And who do you win a Super Bowl with?
What's that?
Who do you win a Super Bowl
Lynch?
With? Yeah.
You mean another team?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It wasn't the Niners.
It wasn't. Raiders? I don't know who it was. I don't know. Oh, a Super Bowl. The Raiders don't want a Super Bowl. Broncos.
Tampa Bay.
It was Tampa Bay. Hey, Tampa's good this year. I'm telling you, that Mayfield is... Mm-hmm. That guy, I was never that impressed with him, but he is something else, man. That guy, he's...
Hold it. Stop. Yeah. Are you going to be back for Halloween?
Yes, I get back the day before.
Okay, and what are you going to be?
I haven't figured it out yet. You know me, I always go as a celebrity. I go as anyone from Ted Sadler to Donald Trump. So I don't know. Last year I was Trump as a garbage man.
I liked your pillow guy.
Oh, that was my 2017, the MyPillow guy.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I mean, that was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done a bunch of them. I've done Captain Obvious. I've done Mayhem, the Allstate guy.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to figure out who I'm going to do. Any listeners have a great idea for a celebrity?
We're 907-458 talk.
Yeah, give me an idea. I need a good idea for Halloween. I love Halloween.
Be a great Chuck Schumer.
Oh, yeah. Wear those glasses down to my nose.
You'd be a great Chuck Schumer.
You know, speaking
just
of
politics. Just have a nasty disposition.
Speaking of politics, I was watching the news on this mayor that's going to be mayor of New York City, Mondami, is whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Think about this. Just think about how insane this is. And this kind of almost bleeds over into how insane our local government is going to become here, I think. But this guy is all for free bus transportation for all the people that can't afford it. The biggest issue with that is it ought to be a quarter. It shouldn't be free, and I'll tell you why. If it's free, people are going to get on that on a hot day in New York. They're going to get on those air-conditioned buses and subways and whatever and just stay there. And it's going to be the most violent, dirty, disgusting transportation. It's going to shut down the city. I mean, you can't give that away. You can't just give away transportation because people are going to live on that transportation. That's my opinion. I just think that's just ridiculous. If it was a quarter, that's reasonable. People can panhandle for a quarter and then get on there. But if it's free, you're going to have people living and doing all kinds of bad things on the transportation. My opinion. But I don't know. It sounds like that guy's going to be mayor. He's going to become the mayor.
Scary, isn't it?
It is really scary. And I think there's a lot of people on our side of the aisle that think, good, because, you know, 18 months later, they're going to realize what a massive mistake it was.
Oh, well, we have how many people running for governor in the state of Alaska?
Oh, 13?
So I always thought, you know, in the beginning, I said, okay, we have a baseball team. We got 9.
Yeah.
Now we got a baseball team and a bullpen.
Yeah.
And so basically... Until June 1st, until people sign up, you know, once they sign up, if I give one person, I have to give, you know, make it available for everyone.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. You know, if I don't think you're one of the top 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I agree.
If you're out of Timbuktu and just on there, forget it. You know?
Yeah, my biggest fear, obviously, you know, is we're going to split the vote and we're going to get
Peltola. Well, it's ranked choice voting.
I know.
I know.
It's just discouraging.
And we're going to get Tom Begich.
Oh, or we're going to get Mary Peltola. Or we're going to get...
Do you think Lisa Murkowski will run for governor?
No, I don't. I really don't think she will.
Do you think we will outlaw ranked choice voting this time?
I dearly hope so. I do
because you have the correct... You know, what always happens is... Some very good-hearted people say, I'm going to handle this. I mean, they jump in, they do the first initiative, and they do it wrong. They name it wrong. So they were voting, you had to vote in a negative way.
Yeah.
And you just vote in a positive way. Are we repealing this? Yes means yes, no means no.
Yeah, that's right. And Will Statt came up with a great slogan. I'm going to try and remember it. Stop the mess, vote yes. I like that. And I told him, I said, you know, that's, we had a little contest about the best message for, so yes, stop the mess, vote yes. So that would stop it. So,
you know, anyway. I saw something today. Was Senator Kawasaki was given an ethics code violation?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
What was it for?
I don't know. I was trying to pull it up, but it wouldn't do it. So, but
wow, interesting. No, I don't know anything about that. I saw Scott at Hypow this weekend serving.
Yeah, he's always gives a good service there. He always gives good service.
Does, yeah, same thing. Yeah, that's nice when you see local politicians doing that stuff. It was good. Oh, by the way, Hypow, I've been there, you know, like you, since high school, pretty much. Best food this year I've ever had. The prime rib, compared to past years, I thought it was excellent. Did you have?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Man, I thought
way
it was
too salty.
Oh, mine wasn't. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's better than last year's, which was way, way, way too salty.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, they're trying to get you thirsty so you drink more, so you bid more. It's all part of the plan.
And Fairbanks, they poured heavy.
Yeah. And so what I do every year, I try and set the mood on the pricing. You know, it's our alma mater, try and help raise money. So we the first item up this year was 15 cans of Jerry's Jams. I had people. I was sitting with the
Jerry's jams.
15 jars.
Who's Jerry?
I don't know, but it's supposed to be really good jam. I'll let you know soon.
Oh, how much did it cost you?
Well, here's how it went. It was first item up. It goes $100. You know, let's start at $100. How do I hear 150? 150. Okay, we have 150. 200. Got up to about 250. And go, okay.
Was there a comma in your price?
No. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There was a one comma. Yeah, your price. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, and they're up to $200, and they say, going once, going twice. I put my hand up. I said, $1,000. So I bought 15 jars of jam for $1,000. But the good news was the next dessert item went for $900. So you see where I'm going?
You know, remember, you get a receipt, and it is a tax write-off.
It is, yeah. I figured it's about $70 a jar for that jam I bought.
Emily and I, we donated a Russian River wine tasting. We did that last year, and I always had done a dinner. And I didn't, you know, I'm too busy. You know, you get so many things going. So I still did the wine tasting. I'm sitting there. I think next year what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate a gourmet cooking barbecue course.
Oh, nice.
About 5 hours for six.
For six people.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And bring them all in and, you know, bring them through.
That's a good idea.
A new, incredible way to do a steak, a beer butt chicken, a nice beef tenderloin. We're not going to cook ribs. We're not going to cook pork butt. We're doing gourmet on the deck items, about six of them. Show them how to make an incredible steak sauce or a barbecue sauce. This, you know, boom, boom,
nice.
Boom, boom, boom. So I think I'll do that.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. You know that I saw Tommy G there, and, you know, I was thinking to myself, okay, I can buy the steaks that he donates, or I can get them at half price, you know, at Tommy G's.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything at Hypo, like you said, goes high.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I mean, they normally raise $600,000-$700,000, something
like
that.
Yeah, are me and you and Tommy G going to have dinner with our...
I'm ready, whenever. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be out of town here for the back half of October, but I'll be back for Halloween, and then I'll be back for the most of November. So
we'll figure out the first 10 days in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. That was so much fun. Yeah, we had a good time. Just great conversation.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about a little bit about everything. I didn't know much about Tommy, and he's got some neat history, and his wife's real nice. I don't know. It was a fun time.
Well, she really liked it. Emily liked it.
Yeah. Abby liked it.
Abby liked it.
Yeah, it was just a great time.
The ladies liked it, and the guys were okay with it. So it was a good night. What the heck?
Yeah. What else is coming up? We got, what do we got coming up between now and Halloween? Halloween's my big,
it's your Super Bowl, man.
It's kind of like, you know, you get a free pass to...
To be Craig Campo.
Yeah, just to be
Craig. To be Craig on steroids.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I'm gonna think about it while I'm out of town, and when I come back, I'll have a good get up. I always like to do that. I still like I said the crazy one. Well, when you had your event over there at the school and the Halloween candy, I went as Ted Sadler, and I did the dance and all that stuff. I actually was pretty good. I had to practice that. It was pretty good.
That's some knee wobbling stuff.
Yeah, a rubber spine.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, pretty fun. I'm trying to think of some of the other good. Oh, you know what the first one I went as? I just got a picture. Norma Sather sent me a picture of it. In 1982, I think it was the first time I really went on Halloween. I went as a box of Tylenol with a skull.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And I had the pain stops here. That was the year that the Tylenol poisoning was going on.
Yeah.
And I had a skull. I had a skull for a head and a big red box for a body with a Tylenol logo, and it said the pain stops here. And I just saw the picture.
40
of that.
Years later, you're bringing up fond memories.
Yeah.
You know, death to people.
Oh, come on. Can we tell them what you and
no,
I were 1 year?
No.
Oh, come on. Let's do it.
No, we're not.
We can't?
No.
Oh, it was
Forget
so
it.
Good.
No.
Your term's running out. Come on.
No.
Okay, I won't say what you were.
No.
I was E.T.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, Fairbanks, you can always
know that you don't understand.
Yeah. You must be running for office again later.
No.
No. Oh, it's so good, Dave.
No.
And I just saw pictures of that. I'd forgotten about it. Yeah. Yeah, you can get in trouble for that, Dave.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We'll leave it go.
Oh, boy.
Are they doing the candy thing again this year?
Yeah. Probably tomorrow or starting on Wednesday, the PSAs will be out. Okay. They're buying candy today. They're buying $2,000 worth of candy.
Oh, nice.
And since you sold your business.
Yeah, but do you have a new sponsor? I can help you find one.
No, we're good. Okay. We're good.
You're good.
And all the different departments are gearing up for it. And the mayor's office, it's going to be the Wednesday, the series, TV series.
Ah, nice.
So that should be a lot of fun.
And tomorrow we got Laundry House Gang on.
Yeah.
Good. I might see if I can get John Sturgeon to call in. He's got some news and update stuff that's real, really good to talk about. Hopefully, I think we'll have Jen Uhas will be here. Wayne Heimer will join us. Tinker's out of town. So, we should.
We got to put a bug up Heimer's backside.
Why?
The squirrels are winning the fight. I mean, the squirrels, he's
Wayne's getting older.
No, he has surrendered.
Yeah. He's the white flag.
And I keep on saying, just get the 13-year-old with a 20 gauge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, take care of the squirrels. This is open season. There is no close season on squirrels.
Yeah. I just came out of Healy Lake last week with Johnny Hadukovich. We go in every year and warmest I've ever seen it. It's 50 degrees.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. No ice, no nothing. He's going back in Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
He's going back in with his brother, and they're going to go in for a couple, 3 days. But, yeah, not a bit of ice on the lake.
Are, the mallards done yet? Or
No, they're still moving. No,
yeah.
they're moving.
I was out at Kramer's Field today, and he had some greenheads there and a little pond out there.
Yeah.
And those are the migratory types. Those aren't the river types.
Yeah, not the locals. Yeah, they were moving. But, it's a lot of fun. I love going out there with Johnny. We get caught up on the whole year together out there.
Yeah.
My best friend growing up. So.
Well, we got about a minute left. You know, we've been through trivia with Dallas,
uh-huh.
Trivia with Fairbanks, trivia with your run-in with the law.
I'm telling you, that I still laugh. I watch this video every time I watch it. It's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, and again, this individual trooper, I think he's retiring in about 6 months. And so he said, after that, he goes, you can put it out everywhere you want. So most of our listeners probably have an idea who it is.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. Craig, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
And in the future, about the third Wednesday of every month, will be a trivia day with me and Craig.
Nice.
And anyone else who thinks they can join us. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow with the Laundry House Gang.